Here we go. It's hour two, Republic of Texas Radio. Hour one, if you were listening, well, it was designed to, well, inform you, get you mad. No, I didn't really want to get you mad, but sometimes we have to look at the truth, the world around us, and that's it. Susie Kamik with the Republic of Texas. Well, she's not of the Republic of Texas. She's a person, a being, and she, well, yeah, she has been having a hard time. She was kidnapped. And Chris, we cut you off with the music. Care to finish that off?
Well, if you don't mind, Steve, it's obvious from what we see. If we look at Lavoie Finicum, we look at Chris Dorner, we look at other victims, Erwin Schiff, for one. These people are being set apart. They're being specifically laser-targeted for the most radically abusive terrorism by gang assaults, attacks, murdered in jail cells, tortured in these so-called distrainment facilities, which are nothing more than rendition facilities, just like we have in Abu Ghraib and down in South America. They are bringing people in there and doing violent, most militant, abusive torture like the worst possible jihadi gang terrorist. It might as well be ISIL or al-Qaeda or al-Nusra or the CIA that's doing this stuff, because America is under assault. We are being targeted for elimination in this unholy war,
Chris,
by these triads.
Chris, they're just doing their job. I know, I poked you. And that does not make an excuse, and I am mad about this. And, well, it's evidence that it happened to a certain extent. And when you were listening to the file, well, to her testimony, how many people were sitting in there doing what and why? You know, it's sitting there, okay, we need a fingerprint, so we got 4-6 people in at any given time trying to get a finger. Is it that important? You know, we have this thing in the computer industry. It's called a file. You can copy and paste, and, you know, you just like, whatever. Here you go. We have your fingerprints already. Why? Why do you need a new one to prove that you are you? Well, I guess under duress, they got her fingerprints this time. And
I bet that was coercion. That was criminal oppression under criminal law in the most radical, abusive, egregious manner that could possibly be construed or perpetrated on an individual. This is exactly what Bivens versus 6 unknown federal narcotics agents and Rotella v. Woods Supra are about. This is where actors, masked as public servants, are acting completely out all sphere, scope, and color of law. Therefore, they have become outlaws, not law promoters or enforcers.
Chris,
Steve, can I? Steve, you remember the last caller last week? You remember the caller last week, the last caller? He said something right towards the end that I didn't get a chance to respond to. Really stuck in my craw. He said, well, a lot of these guys are just trying to keep a roof over their kids' heads. In what world does that give them any right to extort from me, extract from me, beat me, possibly kill me, to keep a roof over their kids' heads? That gives them the right to do this? I don't think so in my world.
What about
That is the law of the jungle, the law of the street. Only the strong survive. Everyone else is a victim. And whenever all you've got is your own survival at hand, everybody else looks like a nail, and you have the authorization and your twisted way of thinking that you can murder, rob, rape, plunder, steal, or negative assets seize. This is absolute demonica. It is pure evil. It's no other description for it.
Somehow, Chris, I get the feeling that you weren't like that when you were on the police force.
I was a protect and serve. I was there to help people, to try to suppress crime and keep people being victimized, not to victimize them.
And I admire that. Yes.
Were you taught that if you say that about the Constitution and some of the statutes aren't right, that these people were a domestic terrorist? Because that's what they're teaching them today, and it's not true, and it's very scary because the people working in this field now think they're the patriots, and they're being taught anybody that speaks up or questions anything is a domestic terrorist, and that is just not the truth.
Well, I think you really need to look at who is devising the policies that are being taught, indoctrinated, being drilled into these people's head to put false presumptions and assumptions, complete falsities that are counterintuitive to American values. These values are not American. These come from the people that abuse the Palestinians, the people that abuse the people in the Middle East. Who sent the al-CIA to Afghanistan? Who conceived the Mujahideen? Who put the Kim Osman in there acting as Osama bin Laden? The Zionist-controlled American so-called government.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Well, hang on, folks. This hour is getting away from me, but I'm not going to let it run away because we have a guest online, and maybe we'll stay on topic. Maybe we'll see. Chris, appreciate the call. I want to move on to our guest, and feel free to call in anytime, and maybe we'll take some calls. But for now, let's do it. Hey, Ed, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, sorry to go sideways and keep you waiting. Can you hear me at all?
Sure, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. We're now a commercial or something like that. Hey, let me ask you, did you have a chance to listen in to the conversation last hour?
I heard part of it. There's one thing I would like to say. A lot of people don't know about that a mayor of a town under the so-called laws can be a magistrate and is responsible for what's in her or his county.
Huh?
Not just the city that they're a mayor of.
So are you saying that? Technically speaking, the mayor is responsible for Susie's abduction?
Well, no, the mayor can intervene in something like that and try to straighten things out, you know.
I wouldn't hold out any hope for that.
Understand that the mayor in Kerrville is causing some unfriendly actions by trying to straighten some things out in Kerrville.
What do you mean? Can you define? Can you? I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, I know most people don't.
Okay.
I'm going to be sending her an affidavit for criminal complaint for Susie, and it's 12 pages long, so and it explains to her that she has the authority to do something about what's going on in Kerrville, in Kerr County.
Now,
we're going to give her 21 days to have a common law court to go over this problem.
It's going to be an interesting month, I'm sure. We have 22 days until the election comes up. So, man, that's going to be crazy, crazy November.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I failed to give you introduction there, you know, Ed, because Ed Brenham is vice president of the Republic of Texas, president-elect. You will be taking office as the president of the Republic of Texas this December. Is that correct?
Very possible. I was elected by write-ins. I didn't vote for myself, though.
Oh, I know, it's a tough job. President Jarnicki was, you know, he is driving that ship, and, you know, I don't know, it just seems like it's been a lot of work for him, and I don't know, whatever. You've been looking towards Texas independence for a long time, Ed, right?
It's 1995.
Wow. What do you see right now as you look at Texas independence in 1995 and you look at it today? Is it shrunk, grown? Where is it? Because I heard in 95 and in the 90s it was quite popular.
Yes, of course it was a new idea then. I imagine if you put all the groups together over the years, you know, we've had thousands of people sign up as citizens and nationals and whatever, and so as the other groups had people signing up for most of them wanting to secede.
I don't get trapped with that. That's a seed kind of argument. I just kind of look at the fact that people in Texas, Texans, whatever they want to call themselves, are interested in not being a part of the corporate United States of America. That's what's important. How we separate ourselves, extricate ourselves, the process that it's going to go through, awareness is the key in my mind. Now, here's one thing. I've been harping on it for a long time, and I know you pay attention to this as well. In 22 days, they're going to do the election thingy with Bill Clinton and, no, Hillary Clinton, silly, and Donald Trump. Okay, and so they're going to put Hillary in charge. That's what I think is going to happen. And we have a record number of people that have, well, decided that they need to vote in Texas. Somehow, 15 million people have decided to vote and registered. They're on the rolls, right? They claim that there are 27 million people living in Texas. So, wow, that's a lot of people that are wanting to vote. Do you think all those 15 million people are wanting to vote for Hillary, Ed?
No.
Who do you think
sure
they're...
No, I don't.
Yeah?
I don't even know that Hillary's going to make it because of her health.
Uh-huh. Well, they can put a dead person into office.
Yeah. So,
but what I'm saying,
running mate's just as bad.
Well, all I'm saying, Doc, is, you know, and I did have this conversation with John Stadtmiller on Friday, or at least the start of the conversation, is Texas independence is driven by the people of Texas. The Texas Nationals have been moving to get the question put onto the ballot, should Texas be free, right? Should we give a vote to the people, you know, and ask them the question? Well, they're going to be telling you who they want, the people of Texas, in November, and they're all going to cast their vote probably for the Trumpinator, right? And so they're going to be all Trump, 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 Hillary, yay! What? They're going to be pissed.
Yeah.
They're going to be pissed. And that's a good state for Texas independence because anger is always a good motivator. Now, I do see both sides, and I don't know how you see the corporate U.S. elections, but I see Hillary as, wow. It's like the answer to the question of, do you want me to, cut off your head, or do you want me to cut your wrists and let you bleed out? You know, what do you do? I don't know. I don't know, Ed. But that's going to be a good day for Texas independence. You know, Hillary's good for Texas independence because she gets people angry and looking towards solutions. We could have so many people that are just done with the whole thing. And Texas is just primed for that. I'm sorry. We didn't have good parameters of what we were going to talk about today, but I do appreciate having you on the show, Ed.
Okay.
Hey,
I don't know.
Hey,
I try to stay out of all that mess as much as I can and try to stick to getting the Republic of Texas recognized. Is what
right.
I'm after.
oh, I understand that, and that's what I'm working for, too. I just work at a sideways angle towards that. And raising awareness of people and groups that are working to achieve Texas independence is my focus, because I need to show people and I need to show people it's real and it's happening, and it's happening by so many different angles. When we get trapped on, you know, this is the route that we're going to get, yes, you may get it that route, or no, you may not get it that route. I'm not even there. I'm saying we got to get everybody to start thinking about it, and everything that you've been doing since the late 90s has really fed into it. You know, it's been a very important important run, if I would say, life. I don't know, but you know,
the Republic of Texas never went away. It's still here.
I hear you.
All we got to do is get the recognition, and we don't need two or three other countries to recognize us.
No, we need Texas to recognize itself.
Then we got some footing. We got a base to put something on, and we got something to back us up.
Well, I think we need to get Texas to recognize itself, and once we recognize ourselves, then we can act like us. So, I might be wrong, though, but I think I'm right. Hey, Ed, we got a caller. Let's see what they want to talk about real quick. It could be Texas business, could be Susie stuff. Let's go to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing today?
I don't know. I'm kind of, I don't know, just verklempt. Is that the word you might say? I just have to wonder if things keep getting as bad as they look in Kentucky, you know, 100, I don't know, 80 years ago or something, or further back, there was a habit for a lot of young men to just leave a note, because either they couldn't write very well or they just didn't want to say goodbye. They'd leave a note for their family or wife or somebody to find that just said GTT. Which meant gone to Texas. A lot of Kentucky. Yeah, GTT. Gone to Texas. Because there was, I guess, oil boom and, you know, job prospects. Either there's a couple of migrations from what I've read about from eastern Kentucky to Texas because of whatever, cattle and oil and that sort of stuff. And they certainly seem like they're targeting the coal fields of the eastern United States, from Pennsylvania down to Appalachian, eastern Kentucky, because when you look at it, since 2010, out of the Powder River Basin, four times the entire output of the state of West Virginia has went off onto the coal trains. Mr. Peabody's coal train moved out west to, you know, that Powder River Basin, and since 2010, four times the amount of coal has went out of that formation than the entire state of West Virginia. So this whole myth of a war on coal is mainly a war on the hill people here in eastern Kentucky. And the politicians are saying, well, we're going to try to bring back coal and that kind of stuff. You know, they're making a lot of shallow, vague promises. So, I mean, you guys are, a lot of people are worried about refugees from wherever, Syria or Iraq and the bombed out Middle East, but I'd be prepared for refugees from the East, because I think they really have just got this financial scheme they're trying to work long term. You see hints
about
it.
Hang on there, Mike. Mike, hold on a second. Let me throw that off to Ed. Hey, Ed, what about Gone to Texas? There's going to be a lot from the United States seeking freedom and independence. Gone to Texas. I'm going to break. Hey, Mike in Kentucky, Ed, everybody, hang on. We'll be right back.
Hope our best intentions, I was trying to pay attention. It's like you said, it's in my head. I can't run circles till the morning comes. When it does, I know it's on. It's you and I. Wouldn't miss it for the sun.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, well, welcome if you're just tuning in. But we were just continuing on talking about Texas, Texas independence, things that are happening around Texas independence. And Mike from Kentucky was on the line talking about a little bit of history and something that happened in the past. It was called GTT. GTT was something that people would write on a piece of paper and then head to Texas, gone to Texas. And I want to go over to Ed. And what do you think about gone to Texas? A lot of people are going to be wanting, once we get this ship turned around, this thing we want, the Republic, what about, you think there's going to be a lot of immigration?
I just got an email yesterday that wrote, we're packing up, we're coming to Texas. And I get calls all the time wanting to know when be the best time to come to Texas and all that.
What do you say now?
Become a Texan. Do what?
What do you say? What do you tell them right now is the best time?
Well, I explained to them that under our Constitution, they have to be on the land for 6 months before they become a Texan national. Okay, but about 10 years ago, I was talking to a fellow from Indiana, and I asked him, I said, what do you think people think when Texas gets recognized and we're up and running? He said, there won't be a U-Haul trailer left in Indiana. That was his answer. They'll all be in Texas.
Yeah, yes. We'll have to figure out how to get them back, huh? Or the U-Haul will, or somebody will. Hey, and just for folks understanding, the Constitution that that Ed is talking about is actually the Constitution of the Republic of Texas as amended 2007. You can actually have a look at it over at thetexasrepublic.com. We're not talking about the state constitution or the U.S. Constitution. We are talking about the Constitution of the Republic of Texas as amended 2007. Hey, Mike, are you going to move to Texas?
Well, I was just kind of wondering. Yeah, you guys could probably, it sounds like you could use somebody to sleep in the studio overnight because the computer or whatever that runs the network, it has issues every so often. It must need to be reset because your network just goes blank overnight a lot of times, and then every so often you'll just hear the ID pop up at the top of the hour, or some of the commercial breaks will play, but there's no programming in between. It's blank. So that happens fairly regularly, a couple times, three times a week. I fall asleep a lot of times listening to it, and then the ID will wake me up at the top of the hour. get up for the midnight, you know, drain the weasel. But anyway, what I was getting at, there's a social engineering project long term that's going on in this country. It's under the banner of mega cities or stack 'em and pack 'em, where they want to create vast swaths of the U.S. that are the rewilding projects. That's what I first heard about them or read about them when I passed the sign at the Great Smokies that said it's a biosphere, a U.N. biosphere. And I started seeing these newspapers back in the 90s before the Internet called the Wildland Times. And then I ran smack dip into a group called Take Back Kentucky, who was running into the environmental regulations for cattlemen and how the watersheds were being restricted. And I ran into a guy from a conservative Democrat from Louisville who had problems with these constituents that had bought this property, and they had all of a sudden these usage restrictions were placed on them. And he was like, wait a minute. And he researched it, and he could not find any legislative proof where the state of Kentucky give permission for some of the forest land that's in Kentucky.
Agenda 21.
Yeah, and they want. And so I produced a documentary for Take Back Kentucky. I try to help them produce it. I don't know if you ever heard of Gatewood Galbraith. He was a big advocate for, you know, legalization of marijuana, and he ran for governor in different offices several times. But he also got a little claim to fame because he laid down in front of the, I think it was the 1999 or the year 2000 parade, Independence Day parade in Lexington, Kentucky. He laid down in front of it because they had a UN float that was entitled Interdependence Day. And he got charged with interfering with the procession or some minor thing. But anyway, that's when I think that I drew the eye of the FBI and the Southern Poverty Law Center and stuff. They've been doing some crazy stuff to me here. But the GTT thing was considered pejorative. It was an insult or whatever. If you're trying to escape debt or get a fresh start, you go to Texas. That was the thing. That was what it was about.
Well, thank you. Appreciate your call. Hey, Mike in South Carolina, we'll get to you next. And Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function.
Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Okay, we're back. Hey, you're listening to the Republic of Texas radio show, and we were just talking about, well, we were talking about lots of things, but we were talking about Gone to Texas. And Mike in Kentucky, thank you for your call. But somebody was trying to bump in there. Was that you, Ed? Are you there, Ed?
What I wanted to say, the fellow in Kentucky mentioned something about land.
Uh-huh.
And most people, a lot of people outside of Texas doesn't know that Texas still has its own land. It has its own land office. To get a land patent in Texas, you go to Austin, Texas. To get a land patent anywhere else outside of Texas and any of the other states, you got to go to Fairfax, Virginia, and get it through the BLM. That's a big difference there. That's why the Republic of Texas is still intact.
It's kind of crazy. I mean, Texas still is a fully functional. We've got everything, right? We've got power, right? We got ports. We've got a great economy. You know, I mean, it's got everything. Texas has everything, Ed.
Yeah, well, under international law, first thing you got to have the Constitution, really, and you know, set up to organize the government for the people. And of course, they're the ones that set it up. supposedly used to, that used to be the way. Then we have our own money, what you might say. We've got gold and silver coins and copper. We're out of copper right now.
Yeah, copper's going really good. Hey, I could care less what the United Nations or the international community thinks what makes up a country. Texas has a constitution. I think that is very important because that defines the role of the government and how the government actually, you know, exists. I want to try to keep it all macro, not global or whatever, because they want to boss us around, and they probably try to make us into a biosphere, biodome, bio dang some damn thing. Hey, I'm going to move on.
The first 10 years of from 1995 to 2005, we spent 10 years going down rabbit trails, trying to get things together and get them going. And most all the leaders except well, there's about six presidents during that time. We'd all find out they had their own agendas. They wasn't really for the people. Okay, but in 2005, reformed everything. Reformed it under the Constitution, and that's how we've operated for the last 10 years. Is under that Constitution.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand that. I think that's a beautiful thing. I think it's a beautiful thing, but again, when we look at it, I also see how slow it is for government to do just about anything, and I think that's a good thing. I don't like a big government over me, able to, you know, make mighty swath changes to my reality in a whim, right? I do like a slow-moving, you know, a government, because that's not what we have right now. So,
I agree with that. As small as we can get. What they used to say, defense, deliver the mail and get out of my life.
Stay out of my life. If we want laws, we can deal with it locally. You know, that's
right.
You know, and I'm going to try to convince you not to have laws.
Right.
Okay.
In the Republic of Texas, all counties will be where the laws come from, not from the government.
Frankie Nieto and I used to do a show together, and we we were saying, wouldn't it be wonderful if you lived in a republic and all the counties were in a race against each other to try to find a county that has the least amount of laws? Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
You know, have people behave themselves and treat people nicely. I don't know. I think that's a dream. But I can dream. I definitely can dream. Hey, Ed, let's go over to Mike in South Carolina this time. See what's on his mind. Hey, Mike, are you there?
Hey there, Texas. Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. And before I get started, Mike from Kentucky mentioned something that brought up some interesting information that I remember, and that is that you mentioned the term biosphere, that anything has labeled biosphere, it belongs to the United Nations, basically. There's another word, too, Mike, that I'd like you to look at very carefully. It's called heritage. The word heritage also belongs to the United Nations, too. Those two words, people don't know this, and I would also like to encourage people to listen to the next 3 hours after your show this morning with Dr. Wynn Parker, who will give you unbelievable information. But America was turned over very quietly behind the scenes to the United Nations about 2 years ago. So you guys need to kind of look and see what's going on here. We're being turned upside down very quickly. They're breaking the borders down. Property rights are gone. You're not going to own any property. The taxes the way they are, you'll never own property at all. And they're trying to, they've pretty much taken most of your natural resources over, too.
Hey, hang on there for a second. Alan, what do you say to that?
I've read Agenda 21. I understand what they're doing.
It's a, you know, like I said, it's a, sometimes it's almost a curse. You know, I have not done the ultimate research. I'm well, more well informed than I know a lot of people around me are by a far shot. Yeah, this stuff, it scares me. I do not like this international body because anything that they do, they're working under Agenda 21. It is the ultimate plan for the takeover of the world, basically, and bringing it under a one-world government.
Ed, question for you before we go back to Mike in South Carolina. What about this, right? You know, so the United Nations claims like heritage sites, and they have some, you know, well, here in Fredericksburg, there's a museum that is a World Heritage Site. And, well, did they have the right to give away Texas land to the United Nations?
No, they don't have a right. That's a violation of all treaties.
Okay, so we just tell them to go kiss my assets, right? Is that what I'm? That's what I'm saying, Mike in South Carolina. What do you think?
Well, you say go kiss your assets. Here in the South, we say kiss my grits.
Okay, that's good too.
Now, one more thing here is I need to get this cleared up. Alan is correct. Agenda 21. Actually, it's been changed, Alan, to Agenda 2030. There's some new stuff coming out now, and it's even more bizarre.
Hideous.
But it's there. If you just listen to it, check that next 3 hours behind your program. I also want to bring up something else, Alan, that you and I kind of had some, you could feel the temperatures go up the last week, and I want to clarify something. When I said that people who are being given orders to do their job, here's the problem. I don't know your position yourself, Alan, but do you have a job? Do you have income coming in? Do you support a family? Things like that.
I do not have a family. I chose that because I did not like, tell you the truth, I couldn't find a woman that was not screwed up by what they're training them to be nowadays.
Well, I agree with that in a way. There's really kind of different issues. About 10% of your people out here are really savvy what's going on. Here's what I'm trying to get to, Alan, and that is that the income you have coming in right now, if you cut it off today, would you be able to survive?
I could if I actually owned the property that's underneath my feet. I could, yes.
Okay, that's a good answer. Here's the problem with we have when you and I disagreed last week, and the point I was making was this. If these people out here who are being blackmailed, threatened, and coerced, with their jobs. In other words, if you don't do your job as a cop, then we're going to fire you and find somebody else. That's what's going on. They're being blackmailed and threatened. If they don't do their job, then they go out and find another job. And if you quit your job or get fired, good luck trying to find another one. We got 93 million people out of jobs right now. It's not going to work. They're being threatened to do their job, whether they want to or not. Some of them will quit. Most of them will not. They've got to support their families, pay their car insurance, pay their car of payments, of food. That's what's going on here. They're being blackmailed.
I
do your job, what
that.
Else? And that's where I rest my case right there.
I understand that.
And I'm saying, Alan, the gatekeepers, the ones who are in charge of giving those orders out, are your problem children. They've been put in those places.
Okay.
They're taking a piece of everything else. And you have to understand that. And by the way, you people are talking about taking the woman you were talking about this morning, taking her issue to the FBI. Is that right?
Well, hold on a second. Before we jump subjects, I need to give Alan a little bit of time to make a statement. We can talk about Susie here in a minute. Alan?
I want to let you know, Mike, that I do understand that, you know, to a point. And what, that's what has to change in this world. It needs to go back to a world where, you know, you don't have this thing where if I wouldn't do it, someone else was, where I was just following orders or just doing my job. You know, when people know it's wrong, I want to live in a society of decent, moral people once again. You know, I kind of had that as a child. I remember those days when I actually respected, you know, the police officers. You didn't want to run every time you saw a police car, you know, coming down the road, you know, like you do now. Respect has to be earned. It's not something that should just be given. Courtesy, yes. I give everyone courtesy, but respect is something that needs to be earned in the world that I want to live in, at least. I just want to live amongst decent people.
Okay. Hey, Mike, you were. What was your question about Susie there?
Well, here's, and I agree with you, Alan. I remember the 50s and 60s where we had all that peace and quiet here, and you could walk down the road, and you could leave your keys in the car and leave your doors unlocked. I remember those days. But we've been infiltrated and taken over, Alan.
Agreed. You know, I understand you all agree that.
Yeah.
Okay. What we have to do is root out the rats then in Washington, get them out of there. They all come from a certain tribe of people who have done the infiltration. It's already there. When you took Susie and you wanted to take her issue to the FBI, the FBI are part of that rat pack. The kosher rat pack is who they're part of. Look and see their history. And also, when they forced her in, and I agree, I believe what Chris from Nevada was saying, that was forced attack is what that was. But the only way you're going to get that remedied is to dig up Judge Roy Bean and let him go in there and take care of the problem real quick. He'll do it overnight with a rope.
I lived in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Yeah. I lived in Fort Smith, Arkansas.
I know Judge. Take it anywhere you want to, but that's where we're heading. This legal system has been weaponized, and all your police chiefs and your some of your sheriffs are being sent overseas and up to New York City to be trained in a certain way by a member of the kosher rat pack again. Okay. You've got to understand that's where it's all coming from right there. I'm not making this up. And also, if Susie was being forced to go into, look at the number of people who are being forced into jails in the prisons. The prison system has a contract. We want to keep at least 95 to 98% full prison people in. We want to keep them full. When they get down below 90%, then they go out and get some more people and throw them in there. Well, there's a contract for every person that goes in there. A certain percentage of that goes into the back pocket of the people who own those contracts.
Right.
Alan, or somebody in Texas, go knock on Barbara Bush's door and ask her if she gets a piece of those contracts. As an
never get close to those people.
Filled up all the time. And ask her, by the way, if she doesn't happen to be a member of the kosher rat pack. And I know for a fact she is. Okay? There's your culprit. You've got to understand that.
We will never get close to these people, though, Mike. I mean, you know, Lord and Lady Rothschild, I won't be able to get within 10 miles of them. You know, I understand where it's coming from, but we have to get everyone else understanding, you know, basically what we know. And, you know, and get them to realize that, you know, just because it's your job and it's not right. We've got to get our morality back, our sense of moral passion for our fellow humans.
Okay, Mike, South Carolina, do appreciate you, man. But I'm going to move back to Ed Brenham because, and Alan, dude, all you guys, we could have this conversation forever. But I think we all agree, you know. So what's the point? Did you enjoy that, Ed? Was that interesting? You've heard this conversation before.
Yes, about us going to the FBI, we're leaning more toward using Texas Rangers than we are the FBI.
We haven't gotten
any results from FBI, period. They're all in the same cahoots as Hillary is. You know, they're all together. We'd rather have the Texas Rangers. Texas Rangers used to be one fantastic group. Well, their motto was one ranger, one riot. Well, nowadays, after they put them in the Department of Public Safety, made more of a bureaucrat out of a lot of them than used to be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, even if even if the Texas Rangers have this image of themselves that's greater than what they actually are, if they're still yes men to the system, kind of like the FBI, well, if they have that image that they're independent and they're out for good people, well, maybe they'll actually do that. But I don't hold out any hope that any of these law enforcement guys are going to help. I don't know. Maybe I'm just too skeptical, Ed.
I understand. But if we do not get any results from where we are right now, we will be probably next week, we'll be bringing the military in to go get Susie.
Hey, Doc, you read that book, Our Way of Life, And the one about, you brought it up, I believe, last week or the week before about Hugo Klanner, you know. You know, people would come up and say, you want to see the sheriff? And they say, no, we want to see Hugo. You know, they knew their sheriff. They knew he was a just man. They knew he used common sense. You know, he didn't go to the letter of the law. You know, it was all circumstantial, depending on the situation. It's, you know, there is no way that you can create a set of laws, whatever you want to call it, to govern everyone at one point. It has to be used with common sense, you know, depending on what the situation is.
I guess that's what Mike in South Carolina was talking about, Judge Roy Bean, huh?
He was the hanging judge, yeah. He was in Fort Smith, Arkansas, on the edge of the Indian Territory there, yeah.
And he did not like lawyers. If you were a lawyer and you gave him a hard time, you got to go hang out with the bear.
Okay, that's the music. Hang on there, folks. We're almost done. Like you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Okay, short segment. Hey, we're in chat room right now, Chat Tango. What is it? republicoftexas.chattango.com. And I will tell you, I'm going to give Ed the remaining few minutes that we do have. I'll tell the chat room right now, I do not agree in any kind of recourse from the international community. I believe that's an absolute waste of time. As far as telling you my vector for freeing Texas, you wouldn't understand it anyways. So just watch me. Anyways, but I could be wrong, so I'm willing to support all groups looking for Texas independence, even the Republic of Texas, who is looking for recourse through the international courts. Hey, Ed, the last minutes are yours before the music. What do you got to say? How can people get involved?
We are not looking for international recognition from the United Nations. We are not a member of the United Nations. What we're looking for is two or three of the republic countries in the world to recognize us. And they could be in South America. They could be anywhere.
Okay.
And that's what we're going to file the papers with, like the Human Rights Court, and those same papers will be distributed to 198 countries, or 192, one or the other. And we're wanting or hoping to pick up two or three of those countries in favor of us. That's all we need.
Right, and I do support that, getting recognition. I'm looking more personally for people that live in Texans, as we call them, Texians or Texans, to look at themselves and say, I'm a Texan, and turn into Texas again. Now, as far as other countries saying you are Texas, you are the Republic of Texas, that's great. We are all working different directions towards the same goal. That's what I'm saying. And I have the problem with the idea, the concept, and that we are going to a foreign body, the international courts, to try to get them understand how badly the United States, the corporate U.S., has behaved towards Texas since we, somehow found ourselves part of it.
Yeah. Well, we have the last forum we did on the website up the right-hand corner, which answer a lot of questions for people. It's about a two-hour forum, but it goes through and answers lots of questions.
That website is therepublicoftexas.com, therepublicoftexas.com.
TheTexasRepublic.com.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
TheTexasRepublic.com.
Okay. That's great. Anything else before that music comes in and bumps us off the air?
No. I just, one other thing on Susie, under the torture laws, United States codes, there's six definitions of torture. Kerr County has failed 5 out of 6. That's what I got.
Okay, great. Well, thanks a lot, Ed. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Republic of Texas Radio. Until next week, take care. Love y'all.
Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends. We are.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish
nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.